Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Today we learn that many kids are trying to cheat at school, but the teachers are getting wise and they're catching them.
Yeah, and you know, it was really a passionate response from our own whip.
It really
about
was.
Cheating.
He was fired up.
Watch
out. It's gonna ruin your life, kids.
Yeah, it will ruin you. It is a slippery slope.
Also, we found out that many parents, including mom, well, she has a favorite child. I hope it's you, but it might not be you.
Oh, yeah. We had one who blatantly, out of the three, the middle, definitely not the favorite.
Nope.
The youngest one takes the cake.
It's me. Anyway, that and much more right now on the Morning Mix
You're
podcast.
You're the youngest, but not the favorite, right, Chris?
Not the favorite, but definitely the youngest. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up again. 0-3. The Morning Mix. Sunday night at the Oscars, Al Pacino was tapped to announce the Best Picture winner. It's the last award of the night. We'd waited 3 hours and 25 minutes. We were ready, Al. Get that old ass out there and tell us who wins. And that's exactly what he did. He wasted no time. He walked out. He said he kind of meandered a little bit. And then he opened the envelope.
And Maria is C. Oppenheimer.
Does that mean we won? I think that means we won. Okay, great. We won.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. But we have come to the conclusion that maybe the Oscars producers should have sent Al out there with someone to help him. Because they've now come out to say, we told him, don't announce the nominations. Just go out there and tell us who wins. It's a long night. Everybody's done. We don't care. And maybe we put him in a tough spot. Sorry, Al. And Al came forward and said, that's exactly what happened. Sorry. So, if he'd gone out there with a friend, it might have gone a little bit better. Like a 312. How about Al with Christopher Walken?
Oh, my gosh.
I also see Oppenheimer. What would have happened? Foo Fighters. That's what I see. Erica says De Niro.
Yeah.
219, how about John Travolta?
Oh, no.
The wickedly talented Oppenheimer. Wait, what?
God knows what he would have announced.
That's amazing.
Amy could have sent him out there with Meryl Streep. Because at least Meryl never gets it wrong.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then Martin Short would have been right there and be like, look at them both. They love each other.
Look at these two. We should have gone full crazy and sent him out there with Flava Flav. 224.
Yeah, I mean, he gave that, what, a bejeweled, bedazzled clock to Emma Stone or someone. Right? Or no, I forget who, but yeah, hilarious.
815, how about Andrew Dice Clay?
Yes.
Yeah, spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, get the censor button at the ready. How about you send him out there with Andy Samberg, 773. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Stiller. Sure. Sophia Vergara, 773. And then they could go back and forth on. What did you say? What did I say? I don't know. You tell me. Kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler could have gone out there with him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Chris O'Donnell. That scent of a woman, right?
Yeah.
That would have been nice. Then that would have been smart.
That would have been
cute. That's
actually
a very smart choice.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, of course, a Chicago guy. Let's see. How about Weird Al Yankovic? Because then you could have had Al and Weird Al.
That is very, very... Yeah. Hadn't even thought of that.
These are some solid options.
I'm Al.
What about me? Stallone. Put him out there with Stallone.
Yes.
How about with LL Cool J? Just so we could look at LL Cool J.
Yeah. Bravo.
LL and Al.
Kind of nice. The Rock. Should have sent him out there with the Rock. Oh, V, I'm sorry. The whole time, I'm like, V's very quiet.
I know, man.
So quiet.
I was like, she's
like,
so bored by this.
V hasn't said a word in like 5 minutes, and then I realized the button was off.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
Welcome
fine.
Back.
I've just been listening. I kind of liked it.
Like,
you could do that more often if you want.
Oh, you can just listen. It's up to you.
I know. Well, I was reacting. I felt like I was in my car.
Like, all right.
Sitting in the traffic on the Eisenhower.
Aubrey Plaza, 630. Sent him out there with Schwarzenegger. Now, Schwarzenegger had come out earlier with Daniel DeVito, so...
That's right.
They did a funny little bit. Jack Black would have been funny. Gary Busey. No.
Man.
That would have been so scary.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been very scary. Diane Keaton.
There we go.
Stevie Wonder. Now, that would have been great. Because you know Stevie's always making the jokes. Because he would have been out there
exactly.
Like, I can't read the prompter.
Right. And Al, you're going to have to take this from me. Yeah.
That was like in the pop... The Night of Pop Music, the documentary about We Are the World. He makes a joke about how if you all don't start getting this right, me and Ray Charles are going to drive you home.
We're driving you home. Then they take each other to the bathroom, blindly in the blind.
Right.
Literally, yeah.
How about Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, why not?
How about Weird Al? We already had Weird Al. Judge Judy. That'd be nice. Judge Judy. Kind of fun. And finally, you know what would have been great? Send him out there with that dog that was nominated from that other movie. Was that Anatomy of a Fall, the dog? Is that what that dog was from?
No, nice. No one knows.
Nobody knows. was a good looking dog.
It was.
So there you go. A lot of different options out there for Al Pacino. Either way, they should have sent him out there with somebody.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Cheaters. Kids, don't be a cheater or you'll do this to your life. Down it will go.
Ouch.
Whoa.
So serious, man.
I thought Whip would be right there with me.
Yeah.
I just, it sounded like I was like a crop duster.
Yeah, it said dive bomb, so I thought it was going to be more like.
Dive bomb. Got it.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Mike. What grade level was this cheating going on in?
This is high school chemistry.
All right, and what happened?
Well, so during COVID, all the kids were cheating because they were home, and we couldn't really test them. We had to figure out how they knew the information, so we had to design ways around the cheating. So I would make a spreadsheet, and every kid would have all the same questions, but they would all have different numbers. They'd have their own values because they have to work on.
Oh, interesting.
So they couldn't copy off each other. So I just made a form letter and used a spreadsheet to fill in the numbers.
Oh, my
God. So that's how you stopped them from cheating.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
got it.
I use it to this day.
Oh,
in
really?
Classroom now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So Mike had to kind of reinvent testing via Zoom in order to stop the rampant cheating that was happening.
But sometimes even when you're cheating, you're getting some of the information. Because what he did is he flip-flopped where the questions are. So you can't just go like number one is B, number two is C. So eventually you got to figure out the answer.
You got to work hard. You're making yourself work harder.
Yes, you are.
All right, yeah. Hi, Kimberly. Good morning.
Good morning.
What grade level is this, Kimberly?
8th grade social studies.
8th grade social studies. About a 13, 14-year-old. And how was she cheating?
She wore a skirt, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cute. She never wears a skirt. Yeah, because all the answers are on the top of her thigh.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow!
That's old school.
Watch out, yeah. She must have talked to, like, an aunt or something. Yeah, her aunt was like, hey, you know what we used to do?
And then the girls would always be like, what are you going to do? Ask me to lift up my skirt?
Right,
you're not
going to
do that.
Wow, man. Spoken like experience.
Nope.
So, Kimberly, how did you spot that the answers were written on her thigh?
Well, I was walking around, and she kept putting her hand on her thigh. I'm like, what is she doing? So I just watched, and I watched her pull up her skirt at one point, and yep, there were the answers.
Wow. Okay, stay right there. Don't go anywhere, Kimberly. So she caught the girl looking at the answers written on her thigh. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, guys. I'm actually on my way to work right now.
There we go. Okay, what grade level was this cheating happening in?
Middle school.
Okay, middle school, and now they're becoming too smart. How was the cheating going on?
Yeah, you're absolutely incorrect. We write essays. I'm a language arts teacher, and this particular essay, it was the last class of the day, and I was like, man, you've never written this intelligent before in your entire life. And words that I didn't even know, I found the whole essay on an AI website.
They just copied it off the website and printed it out.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. What was the subject matter?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
They were comparing two different texts that we had read in class.
Wow.
And one of the ways I ended up finding it besides the website was I started to quiz the student on what some of the words meant.
Yeah.
In the passage, and he had no idea what they meant.
You say here in paragraph two that it was all rather Chekhovian. Could you break down? Are you referencing Chekhov the playwright, or what was that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know.
I'll let my work speak for
itself. Yeah, my work, I believe.
Solid answer.
I said all I need to say. I said all I need to say in the writing. Yep. Catherine, stay right there. And finally, hi, Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bridget, what grade level was the cheating going on in?
High school English.
Oh, great. Yeah, hard to cheat in high school English. Now, what was the cheating?
So this happens all the time, probably every year. There will be a couple of kids who will copy and paste something from the internet, and they don't even change the fonts or remove any hyperlinks from their paper.
Right, it's lazy cheating.
It's not even
it's
hard.
The worst kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Lazy cheating.
It proves they're dumb at that point.
Yeah. Really. So, do you ever tell them, like, if you're going to cheat, at least make an effort?
Right. I mean, it's so obvious because the first couple paragraphs, you know, Times New Roman 12, it's black font, and then all of a sudden it's like a gray with like huge font, totally different. Hyperlinks are still in it.
Oh, I love this. Like,
you know, it was like that last minute Hail Mary, like midnight, didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they just copied and pasted.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Full on copy paste. You got to at least go in and make some edits,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, they forgot to retype it.
Spell a word wrong on purpose.
Yeah, all right.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Come on! We are going to mix it and match it with Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Have you heard Mix and Match before, Nicole?
Yes, I have heard of it.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We're going to share a fill in the blank. We will write down our answers. Your job is to pick one of us, Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta, and match our answer. When you do that, we have a four-pack of tickets to Blue Man Group for you.
Awesome. It's so exciting.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, gang. I hope you're hungry. Here we go. After Whip told us about that Big Mac guy and then this Coca-Cola guy,
yeah,
it was on my mind. And so the question becomes, if for the rest of my life I had to eat all of my meals from one fast food restaurant, which fast food restaurant would I choose?
Easy.
For the rest of my life, I have to eat all of my meals from one fast food restaurant. Which fast food restaurant would it be? Now, Nicole, where do you live? What town are you in?
I'm right by Rosemont.
Oh, you live by Rosemont. Great. We were over there on Sunday for the Disney Princess concert. Did you go to that?
Oh, fun. I did not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you missed it, but that's all right. You go to that Target a lot? You go hang out at Allstate Arena a lot?
Yes, I do. I'm actually going to go see J-Lo this summer.
You hey! Are going to see J-Lo. Okay, great. Nikki and Whip are really thinking
this
through
like,
this, Nicole.
This question,
because the
you
definition,
what.
You could define right? it in so many yes. different ways.
And I'll allow your brain to do that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, are you a big fast foodie? Do you like the fast food?
I do. I love it.
You do? Okay, what's like your go-to order? You know, it's lunchtime on a Wednesday. You got a little bit of time. Where are you going?
I'm going to Chipotle.
Really?
Ooh,
okay,
Chipotle,
great.
Girl.
Well, let's see if anybody else is going to go with Chipotle. Now, Nicole, I've got everybody's answers locked in. We're going to need you to match one of our answers. Do you want to match Nicole with Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
I'll do Nikki.
You're going with Nikki today. Okay.
All right, Nicole, we're sharing the Nicole vibes here.
Let's do it.
Come on, we got this.
Nicole, I asked the room if for the rest of your life you have to eat all of your meals from one fast food restaurant, what restaurant would you choose? Did Nikki say Taco Bell, Taco Bell, McDonald's, or Wendy's?
I'm going to say Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, final answer. Lock it in?
Lock it in.
Let's go!
The odds were in your favor, and you are correct.
Congratulations. Yay! A four-pack of tickets to Blue Man Group, and there's a Taco Bell kind of near there, so you can go on your way.
Yeah, get the Mexican pizza if you haven't.
Yeah,
and now
on.
That it's back, yeah. It's so good. Visit blueman.com/Chicago to get your tickets. Congratulations, Nicole.
Let's go.
Thank you so much. That's so exciting. That made my day.
You did it. Now, you said Chipotle. So if you go, you know, one step to the left, to Taco Bell,
yeah.
What would you normally order at a Taco Bell, Nicole?
I'm going to get their nacho cheese fries.
Nacho
yeah,
cheese fries.
Are
oh,
good.
Man, you and my dad. Every time those come back, my dad's telling everybody. It's hilarious.
It's the seasoning.
Yeah, he's over there like three times a week just getting the nacho fries and hiding in his car and eating them. Now, let's see if you can take it around the horn. We'll go back to Whip. Now, Nikki said Taco Bell. Did Whip say Taco Bell, McDonald's, or Wendy's?
I'm going to say McDonald's.
Ooh.
Was it Wendy's?
It was Wendy's.
A tough one, though.
So then was Violetta Taco Bell or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
There you go.
Yes, girl. Every day I could eat that.
And that leaves me for Taco Bell. Yeah, Taco Bell's just so perfect. And you can a lot of variety there, guys. A lot of variety.
Yeah, the That's same true. Food in like a different combination of making it.
And to that, I point at McDonald's. They're all the
no,
same. They're all the
no.
same.
No, McDonald's has a lot of different
the burger
options.
Or the chicken.
Breakfast.
Yeah. I was trying to get bougie and be like, do I do like Corner Bakery or Panera?
Right?
But I don't know if that, no.
I don't know if that counts.
You just got to go back to Taco Bell.
I'm at Panera for lunch here today. Like, is that, I don't know.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A new survey was done that reveals 4 in 10 people, that's 40%, believe that their mother has a favorite child. Please welcome to the show my mother. Hey, Mom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Are you the third child, though?
What's that?
Is it only you, Chris? I thought maybe it would be Frank.
Yeah, of course it's Frank. We all know it's Frank. I tried to call Frank, and he's in Tampa at some conference. So we're talking to you instead because he knows he's the favorite. And now we have proof because the scientists broke down 5 things. Number 1, she talks way more about her favorite nonstop. Have you talked to Frank? How's Frank? Have you guys heard from Frank? What's Frank up to? See, Mom, tell me if I'm telling a lie.
No, that's not true. That's absolutely not true.
But it's 100% true.
No. You're all loved and honored equally.
I don't know. I saw what happened at Christmas. And Frank.
It's just that his name comes up first.
Just on accident.
Yeah.
Number two, Mom acts more favorably toward her favorite, wants to sit next to them at dinner, will rearrange holidays so that Frank can attend. That's number two.
No, that's not true. We're going to still go ahead and do our Easter, and they're not even coming. So your family takes precedence.
Number three, makes more effort on her favorite child's birthday. Yeah, I remember the gifts. Nintendo, the double-deck tape player with Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer. I don't forget. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sewer.
Yeah, but you were able to appreciate the hand-me-downs, though.
Isn't that true?
Isn't it the truth? Number four has more photos of her favorite child. Oh. I mean, on the nightstand, it's his high school headshot. Come on.
I think that just happens with the first kid, and then we get lazy and stuff. So we'll give her a pat. I mean, come on.
My parents actually try to convince me my sister's baby pictures are me, because there's like none of me.
There's none of you.
No, that's you. I'm like, no, that's not me.
The first kid gets them all.
There's all these Frank memories.
Yeah.
Oh. And finally, Mom, number five, Mom uses her favorite child's name or birthday as a password.
Wow.
Now we know how to hack into your email.
You know what? You're okay. When I die in my password book, you're going to find how wrong you are.
Oh, I can't. I can wait for that. Let's let that take a long time. I'm not looking forward to that day. So we'll hold off on that for now.
What a thing to say when I die.
The martyr in her came out strong right there. Now, we did get a text that said from a 630, none of this matters as soon as grandkids come in the picture. Would you say, Mom, that that's true?
Oh, my God, absolutely, yes. Because you want to know what? Little Mr. Fox has taken over my life when it comes to little boys.
That's my 2-year-old son. And he got to spend some one-on-one time with Grandma on Sunday. They had their little day date, the two of them. They went and fed the ducks.
He is my little smoochy loving man.
Well, Mom, on the record, it's official that you're willing to admit Frank, my older brother, is your favorite child.
No.
I heard yes.
I have no favorite child. And actually, you know what? If I was going to pick a favorite, it would have to be your sister because she's the only girl.
Either way, it's not me. It doesn't really matter. You know? Why do you guys think I'm out here making jokes all the time and trying to get attention? Hey, look at me, look at me. Because it was all Frank and Kirsten. And I was in the back like, hey, I learned a magic trick. Look at me. Cut me in half, Mom.
Probably something to that.
There's got to be.
So we're your therapy?
Every morning from 5:30 to 10, here Chris works through it.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
A study was done to determine 40% of people believe Mom has a favorite. And the five ways to know if Mom has a favorite. Number one, she talks way more about her favorite. Number two, she's more favorable towards the favorite, like wanting to sit next to them or always making their favorite foods. Number three, she makes way more of an effort on their favorite child's birthday. Number four, more photos of that child. Way more photos. And number five, that child's name or birthday is used as a password. We got a text from a Tracy. I'm one of nine. You want to talk about therapy? Oh. I was my dad's favorite, but my baby brother is clearly my mom's favorite. One of nine, but hold my beer, says a 708. I'm number 12 of 15.
Holy. Oh, my gosh.
There's no way to have a favorite when there's that many of us.
And the parents literally probably don't even remember a couple of them.
I said, are you a blended family? They said, no. I'm like, wow, that's a busy mom and dad.
Yeah.
Literally, figuratively, all the busy.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
But let's say good morning to Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joanna, you're a mom. Is that right?
I am.
Okay. And how many kids do you have, Joanna?
I have three children and two grandchildren. And my kids are 26, 23, and 8.
Oh, wow. And who's your favorite?
The youngest.
The 8-year-old. Absolutely, the 8-year-old. A lot less stress with the 8-year-old. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely not. He's perfect.
Wow. Well, you got it right the third time. That, you know, you waited a little bit and you had another one and you said, nailed it.
As they say.
Look at that. They perfected child rearing by number 8.
Totally open admitting it, yeah.
Yeah.
The other two, yeah, take them or leave them.
Now, Joanna, the ones that are in their 20s, do they know? Is it very clear that the 8-year-old is the favorite?
Oh, they know. They know. They're in the five... the top 5 reasons why, he's all of them.
Wow. Oh, wow. Now, prior to the 8-year-old showing up for like 20-some-odd years, did you have another favorite in the other two, or was it, could you take them or leave them? What was that?
The oldest.
Oh, okay, wow. That poor middle kid.
Middle kid is just, wow.
Gee whiz.
That's a definite rank.
Yeah.
It's like they knew they were going to be the middle kid the whole time.
That's
even
right.
Before the 8-year-old came around.
Determined.
That's wild. Hi, Maria. Good morning. How are you? Maria, are you there? Okay, hang on. We'll
She's
try
talking
one
to
more
her
time.
Favorite kid, I think. Might,
well, no. Maria is 11 years old.
Oh.
So hang on. Let's try. Let's see. Swanee's going to see if she's still there. He's hanging on.
She's
all right, we're going to find
in
out.
Between,
now, Maria,
like,
okay.
Snacks at school.
We're
she's
gonna,
texting.
Yeah, she might
she's
be, yeah.
texting us.
She's texting us
this
right
is
now.
How I communicate with
all
people.
All right, well, we lost Maria, but she believes she's the favorite at 11.
God. One of her brothers, like, snatched the phone out of her
hand.
Yeah, hung up.
All I could hear in the background was like,
No, you're not.
What?
You're not.
Put that down.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We're starting off with Filet-O-Fish. That has been trending for a while now because Lent.
That's right.
But also the controversy of why in the commercial it looks like there's only half a slice of cheese. We've touched on this before. We're going to get into more detail now. People were annoyed. They were outraged. They questioned it aggressively on, you know, they're saving so much money on billions of sandwiches sold worldwide and not giving us a full piece of cheese. And they wanted answers. So finally, McDonald's gave them answers saying, we only do use a half slice of cheese. That's because the exact perfect balance of the tangy tartar sauce and the crispiness of the Filet-O-Fish coating pairs perfectly with only that much American cheese.
Huh.
And I trust them. They got equations for everything. Honestly,
wild.
They know how to make you addicted, right? So they do go on to say we use a full piece of cheese for the double filet of fish because math.
Yeah,
two filet of fish
and two.
Equals
really,
full.
Yeah.
Full
That's
piece
right.
of cheese. So, you know, at first people were thinking like maybe they just didn't put it in the commercial, but
right.
they're actually fessing up saying, no, we only give you a half piece of cheese on a Filet-O-Fish.
Wow.
I would normally argue you can never have too much cheese,
right.
but I get what they're saying. They don't want it to be like gross and gooey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And American cheese is not actually cheese
it's,
at all.
It's oil.
Right.
Yeah.
A little bit
cool.
of mayonnaise oil or whatever. Moving on, we also have, we're always working to communicate better with our younger counterparts, you know, and I have some fun audio that made up Gen Z slang from the sub teacher that we heard from last week. This is part two. So this is a teacher who makes up fake slang that he invented and then tries to convince his students that it's real.
Parked. A parked car is not moving. It's boring. It's done. It's over, right? So you'd say, oh my gosh, it's not even lunch yet. This day is absolutely parked. Number two, Turk. Tarzan was my favorite movie as a kid, and Turk was Tarzan's best friend. So this is just another way of saying your bestie. Someone's like, do you know Johnny? You're like, Johnny? That's my Turk. The best part is, since I sub at different schools in the area, if a middle schooler's like, no one uses these words, they're not real. I'm like, oh no, at the high school? Yeah, you guys wouldn't know, you're just eighth graders, but yeah, these are used all the time at the high school.
So he just keeps making them up.
I like parked. People do say park it. Have you heard that? Like in a conversation, hey, we got to park this. Hang on, we'll come back to it.
Oh.
So I've heard that. Both of those, I think, those have a chance.
I want this guy to be my Turk.
So do
yeah,
I.
Yeah, it's
I
like your lobster. It's basically taking the friend thing and
literally.
Changing it.
Yeah.
So we'll try those on kids and see if they like it. Park it right here. And lastly, this year's Tacos and Tequila Festival in Geneva, Illinois has been announced. It's going to be happening in September. The theme, tacos, tequila, and throwbacks because the lineup is also out today. So that's been trending. T.I. is one of the headliners. Lil Jon, sorry.
Right, hang on.
Fat Joe. Ying Yang Twins, and Twista.
Wow.
It's going to be throwback central. Along with all of that fun, you're also going to have the Lucha Libre Wrestling happening.
Oh, now we're talking.
Geneva about to be rocked.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a Chihuahua beauty pageant, so bring your dog. Tacos and tequila tastings. I mean, honestly, what more do you need?
What more could one want?
September is going to be lit. That's your flash briefing.
Right. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.